Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I mean, generally speaking, I am not a fan of homeowners associations, HOAs. You've heard me talk about them before, railing against them. So generally, I'm not a fan. In today's show, I want to talk about when it might be acceptable for you to say, you know what, HOA, you're not as bad as I think you are. So generally speaking, I'm not a fan of HOAs. And you've heard me over the years talk about staying away from homeowners associations because they can really be a drain on your investment. They can be incredibly costly. They can cut into your return and it make you even want to pull your hair out. So a story I like to tell is about the very first house that I ever bought in Orlando, Florida. I moved into it myself. It was a one-bedroom apartment condo, homeowners association condo on a golf course. And it was small, 1970s style, whatever. But it had a homeowners association. And I was young and naive and I didn't know. Well, I moved in. And shortly after I moved in this homeowners association, which cost about $700 a month, they had a big assessment. Guess what? They needed to do the entire roof and they were going to paint the entire outside of the building. Well, guess what? That was a huge cost. So my $700 a month that I just started paying into this homeowners association wasn't enough. We all had to come out of pocket and pay thousands of dollars. And here I was young, didn't make a lot of money. This is the first house that I bought. And now suddenly I'm being asked to come out of pocket for an assessment on a property and I had no say in it. The board decided roof, paint, the whole thing. So I had to come out of pocket thousands of dollars that I couldn't afford at the time. And even worse than that, homeowners associations typically will not allow you to do certain things with the property. You might not be able to rent out the property. Let's say I decided to move from that property and decided to keep it because it was on a golf course. Instead of selling it, maybe said, you know, I'm going to turn this into a rental property. But guess what? The homeowners association won't allow more than a certain number of units in that building to be rented. Ah. Homeowners associations make you want to pull your hair out. But should you always turn down a great deal if the property belongs to a homeowners association? So let's take a step back really quickly. What is an HOA and what is its purpose? An HOA is that. It's a homeowners association. If your home belongs to an HOA, then you pay a monthly fee to the association. It takes care of the community. When would an HOA, though, make sense for you as an investor? So this is a great question because there are a lot of areas where homeowners associations aren't as bully as I just described a few moments ago. I personally would not be too keen on investing in a property that has a very large HOA monthly fee that pays for the resident's cable service or internet service. That is when an HOA does not make sense as an investor. However, let's think about a very minimal homeowners association fee, say $30. To $50 a month. That covers maintenance on the surrounding grounds, the landscaping, possibly maintaining a community park or a pool. Well, you bet I would invest in that. That means the whole community looks better for a very small minimal cost to keep up the whole beauty of the community. So three houses don't have really long grass and one of them is perfectly manicured. No, they all get mowed at the same time. The pool looks great and the community is well kept. You bet I would invest in that. In fact, we build townhomes that follow that exact rule so that the community is taken care of and the investors are also taken care of with a great looking investment. So again, I absolutely would invest in that. Today's episode is brought to you by SimpliSafe. And boy, do they have some big news today. Oh yeah, from my favorite home security company, SimpliSafe just launched their brand new wireless outdoor security camera. That's right. SimpliSafe, the system that U.S. News & World Report names best home security system of 2021, just got even better. This brand new outdoor security camera is engineered with all of the advanced tech and the security features that you want and need to help keep you and your family safe. I got my home security system through SimpliSafe. It was so easy to set up. You can add components anytime you want. So if you've got an existing system, now you can add their outdoor wireless camera. It's an ultra-wide 140-degree field of view, so you can keep watch over your entire yard. It has 1080p high-definition resolution with an 8x optical zoom. That means you can zoom in and clearly see things like faces and license plates to capture critical evidence. It has a built-in spotlight with color night vision, so you can keep an eye on what's going on day and night. It's super simple to set up and usually takes just minutes. And it's an easy-to-remove rechargeable battery, so it doesn't need an outlet and can go anywhere on your property. The camera has it all, and it integrates with your SimpliSafe home security system today, extending its protection to the outside. Together, it means that every door, window, and room are protected, and now your property will be as well. So to learn more about the exciting new SimpliSafe wireless outdoor security camera, visit simplisafe.com/investing. What's more, SimpliSafe is celebrating the new camera by giving you 20% off the entire new system and your first month of monitoring service for free when you enroll in interactive monitoring. Again, that's simplisafe.com/investing. You have to use that URL to get your 20% off your entirely new system. Our thanks to SimpliSafe. Think about it. Wouldn't that type of community or property attract more tenants? When they know that the grounds are always looking great, the pool is maintained, the park is well taken care of? Yes, absolutely it would. Wouldn't that entice them to stay longer and be proud of their home and their community? You know, I picture the mom who, you know, works a full-time job, has a daughter, they want to be in this particular school district, but she doesn't own a lawnmower, she doesn't have to deal with keeping up landscaping and all of those things. She's working hard trying to provide for her daughter, putting her in a great school, in a great town home, and there's a $25 per month HOA fee that takes care of all of that. Yes, these are a hot commodity. And that type of homeowners association stops there, just the grounds, the landscaping, the yard, the park, the pool, et cetera. There's no larger onerous projects that this homeowners association is charging you for. And typically this type of community is also in the top school districts and is surrounded by higher priced homes, which are increasing the appreciation of your property. So that is when a small homeowners association fee on an investment property makes sense. Don't be scared of a homeowners association. You just need to learn about the differences and do your due diligence. Over the years, I've heard from people that said, hey, Clayton, I know you don't like HOAs. You're not a fan of these big homeowners associations that charge $700, $1,000 a month. But I found a property, or I'm about to invest in a property where they charge $25 a month, and that takes care of all of the mowing of the grass, snow removal, et cetera, the pool, the main central pool, and the park. Yes, 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 yes. That is when I would pull the trigger on a homeowners association. Drop me a comment below. I'd love to hear your experience with onerous homeowners associations and ones that aren't so onerous, like the ones we just talked about today.